Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Generative AI continues to change the retail landscape at a remarkable speed. And one of the most disruptive shifts on the horizon is the rise of chat-based shopping. Yes, you heard that right. Instead of browsing retailers' websites, consumers can now ask an AI to find, compare, and even purchase products on their behalf. Today, we're joined by Matt DiLiberto, Managing Director at BDO Digital, to unpack what ChatGPT checkout really means, how instant conversational commerce could reshape the customer journey, and what retailers should be doing now to prepare for all of this. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Matt, so for our listeners who may not be familiar with today's topic, could you give us a brief overview of how does checkout work with ChatGPT?
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is a topic I'm really excited about, not only as someone who works with AI on a daily basis, but also as a consumer of AI products and services. So first of all, it's really important to note that we're very much at the early stages of this transformation, and we'll unpack that, I think, a little bit more on today's conversation. But both on the technology side, that needs to mature, and then the companies who start to leverage these tools and technologies also need to mature and catch up. But for example, this ChatGPT checkout capability starts to rethink and expand what you can do with ChatGPT today. It marks a shift in how consumers can start to purchase products by integrating the shopping capabilities directly within the chat conversations that we're already having today. So today we're very used to searching, summarizing, and analyzing information that's publicly available across the internet. And now this adds a shopping component to it. So it's taking information from these online retailers, helping you compare products, prices, reviews, maybe availability, and even help facilitate the purchase of those products and services online. In its infancy, it's there to help you work alongside of you and help you get to that purchase much quicker and help you find the things that you're looking for much quicker. We're going to then start to see a shift towards instant checkout as they start to integrate different providers and payment processing systems. But for now, it's really more of that shopping assistant. And if you can visually imagine what this looks like, a lot of us are familiar with sort of the affiliate marketing programs that have been around for many years, right? You've gone to a blog where maybe you're looking for Christmas gifts for your mother or your father, and there are these embedded links and experiences that allow you to find and make purchases or direct you to the shopping carts for those areas. This is very similar to that, but instead of a static blog post, you have this really dynamic conversational experience that you can interact with and continue to ask questions about, and then hopefully find what you're ultimately looking for at the end of the day.
It sounds really cool and super helpful. Do you think that this instant chat-based checkout will reshape the customer's journey so much so that the shoppers are just going to even bypass the traditional retailer websites, like totally?
Yeah, I think this marks sort of the next stage of the evolution from brick and mortar to e-commerce, right? We've had online marketplaces for a while, but this changes the buyer's experience. I think personally, a lot of the purchases that I've made over the years have been very transactional in nature. One thing that I'm really excited about that I am sort of anticipating will happen is that the experience shifts more from that transactional model to an outcome-based model. So for example, as you're having these conversations, let's think about different types of outcomes we're really trying to solve for. How do I improve my sleep? How do I eat healthier? How do I save space and improve storage? How do I fix a certain problem or drive home improvements, right? Those are things that you can't do in a traditional keyword-based search that you used to go to a direct e-commerce website for, or maybe an online marketplace, and find those products and services. And that's really going to start to drive changes towards those certain behaviors. And then we're also going to see the introduction of these voice capabilities, which are starting to mature as well, right? Instead of having a text-based conversation, this, then that, you're going to use natural language maybe on your desktop or your phone in your hand and start to ask it questions and have these direct conversations. And really what it means is it's going to further expedite what e-commerce has already started, right? It's creating this competition on price, availability, who can fulfill orders better, who can have the higher quality products and services better. And overall, I think it's a net positive for consumers, you know, but creates some interesting challenges and scenarios for retailers who are trying to operate in this space.
Yes. So I wonder then, listening to you describe all of this, I mean, there's influencers, there's so many things that are happening now in the marketplace and how retailers are approaching the consumer. So do you think that ChatGPT is going to be a competitor or a collaborator with marketplace and some of these other social media platforms?
Sure. You know, my first reaction as I hear that question is that it's a little bit of both. You know, I'm inclined to believe that in the short term, it's going to be a collaborator. It almost has to be. It doesn't have the infrastructure or the audience to do things on its own. It's interesting where, you know, it forms partnerships with some of these larger online retail providers that have the resources to partner with a ChatGPT to bring their products and integrate their checkout experiences. It's going to, in that situation, affect the smaller mom and pop shops who may not have the ability to integrate. So I don't think it will be an even collaboration necessarily, depending on the size and scale of that retail organization, and something that we have to think about. Long term, you know, it will threaten people in different ways, right? We know people make purchases directly on websites. We know people make purchases through centralized online marketplaces or through social media. Direct to website, I think, is certainly at risk. People are changing the way they search for things, and that search experience no longer brings them to individual web pages. The online marketplaces, this essentially replaces this because it provides a similar functionality with a better result in theory. And then the social media is probably less at threat. At the same time, I see a lot of these larger tech firms who are investing in AI also have a social media presence or are starting to grow their social media presence and ownership there. So we're starting to see a lot of changes occur in these areas. But overall, I think it will take time as that continues to mature, both on the consumer and the retailer and the technology itself.
So I heard you say risk earlier, and if I'm a retailer and I have my own website, what should I be doing, or is there something that I could be doing as a retailer to mitigate the risk that consumers will only go to a ChatGPT or other AI shopping agents, and they're going to use that as their default, and I'll just become extinct, so to say? Is there anything retailers can do today?
Yeah, I look at risk in two ways. I look at risk in terms of market share, and then I look at risk in terms of technology. You know, in terms of market share, we don't fully know how AI will integrate into the shopping experience. So in the short term, continue to provide experiences and don't form transactional relationships with these customers. Focus on high quality products, price competitiveness, and making sure your shopping experiences are seamless. Over the long term, it may take investment, right? These AI platforms may want to partner with you in ways that require you to have that set up on your own website to easily hook into, so that a buyer on the other end going through the AI platform can actually read and digest and make purchases through your website if they're not going through it directly. And that takes time and investment and a level of technical expertise that's not easy for every type of retailer. On the technology risk side of it, that's something that I think about within BDO Digital a lot, is that whenever you use a online or public interface like a ChatGPT checkout, you want to make sure it's safe and secure, right? So we know oftentimes the consumer, when making purchases, will provide personal information like their home address or payment information like a credit card or bank account. You want to be sensitive to the fact that that data is getting sent over the internet, and you want to be mindful of where that data is stored. Those are areas that create risk and may, in a world of AI, create some hesitation or uncertainty for the buyer who wants to make sure their information is safe. And then really just a more of a macro trend that I'm seeing on the legislative side is that you have certain jurisdictions, depending on where your customer base is, whether it's globally, you have the European Union, or domestically in California, driving a lot of these new legislative policies that are meant to safeguard and protect the consumer, right? So if you are operating in an online space, you often, even if you're not sitting in a state or country that has those policies, your customers might be and may need to respect a lot of those things. So it's all important as you think about how this affects your retail business going forward.
Yeah. So right now it sounds like a very niche thing. It's not really widespread. You talked a little bit about community and loyalty that consumers have to brands and to retailers. But if we look out maybe 3 to 5 years, do you think that this chat-based shopping will become the norm, or do you think it'll stay this niche thing for maybe convenience perspective?
Yeah, it's hard to say. And once again, we're very much at the early stages of this. One thing that tends to hold true from my perspective is that we live in an attention-based economy, right? That's where the consumer is. Whoever holds the attention of the consumer holds the ability to advertise them to them and holds the ability to sell products to them directly. What we've seen in the first 2 years of these AI platforms like ChatGPT is that they have accelerated their consumer base and the amount of attention that they get, which inherently creates a advantage over some of these other options that people have to buy. Now, people, you know, once again, want the ideal shopping experience. I don't think it's going to meet every person's needs. I think even younger demographics will tend to lean more towards AI-based shopping experiences, where some of those older demographics may not prefer that. You know, but we know that that does change over time. We know that the technology around it, like augmented reality, could facilitate those experiences. And I've already mentioned some of the voice interactions that you can have with it as well. But really, there's a lot of data behind all of this. Whoever holds the attention, whoever holds the customer data of what they're buying and not buying, will likely win the battle at the end of the day, in my opinion.
Awesome. That's great advice. And Matt, thank you so much for joining us today and helping break down how AI-powered checkouts is really redefining the path to purchase. As these conversational agents become more embedded in daily life, retailers will need to stay proactive, tightening payment security, strengthening PCI management, and ensuring that their brand remains discoverable even when the shopper never visits their website. Don't forget to add us to your library wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, as chat-based shopping accelerates, staying agile is the best way to stay in the cart. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.